Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hopefully, I get an opportunity to go lots of ham.
That hit a giant!
No.
I don't know what the hell they're doing here.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Touchdown! Michael Irvin!
Prepare yourselves.
Move over, sweetness! Make a place for Emmett!
For Sham Goes Ham.
The dog! Touchdown, Barry!
Welcome into yet another edition of Sham Goes Ham. Thanks to Zach Walchuk, who always pulls aside these highlights for us. And fellas, we're going to start this edition of Sham Goes Ham, and I believe for the first time all season, we're going to start things on the opening kickoff.
Cowboys and the 8-1 Eagles, and Elliott's kick high and end over end, and Switzer will return it from the 3. Up the middle of the 15, outside right, 25, 35. 45, stutter step, Eagle territory, across the 40 to around the 37-yard line.
Well, that's one way to start.
That was awesome. It was great to see, and I keep thinking he's going to take one to the house. Something's going to break, and that was a great way to start. And, man, to see him in the locker room, he's a guy who's lost all confidence. He's made some mistakes. It's not been anywhere near as easy in the league as maybe he thought it was going to be based on how easy it was for him in college. And I feel like he's a guy, more than anything, who just needs some positive plays to go in the right direction to get his confidence back.
I think you, at the very end of that run, you could see what a confident player he was. The way he got those final 5 yards, it looked like he was waiting to go out of bounds. He was waiting for an additional seam. It was really impressive running. And Ben's right, man. A lot of things have gone poorly for him this year, but he is undeterred, man. That was a very impressive run back.
The Cowboys' offense was unable to take advantage of the great starting field position, so Mike Nugget hit the field goal to make this score 3-0 Cowboys early. And so then it was time for the Eagles to get the ball, and let's just enjoy Brad Sham introducing the Eagles' offensive line.
Jason Kelce, two-time Pro Bowler, the centers of great offensive line. Stefan Wisniewski and Brandon Brooks, the guards. Halapalovai Vitae and Lane Johnson of the tackles. I mangled his first name. I don't care.
That's a tough one. I remember when he was coming out of TCU. We're like, yeah, TCU offensive lineman. I don't know how to say his name.
That was kind of a Francesa Antetokounmpo moment.
Vitae is better than Chaz Green.
Well.
Tizzle?
Shipping?
The Eagles would respond with a 75-yard drive of their own. And Kenyon Barner would give the Eagles their first lead of the game. And then you always have the fun Brad and Babe debate over whether or not the review is going to stand.
And they're going to run the play. They're going to hand the ball off, bouncing around right guard down to the goal line. Touchdown, Kenyon Barner. And the Eagles have their first lead.
We're getting a replay up on our...
Yeah, it appears that there's a possibility that Barner's shoulder or left buttock might have been on the ground before the ball crossed the plane.
Boy, that is so close. It is.
Yeah, they might mark it back. They might
you
say.
You think so?
Yeah, they might. I don't think it's going to matter much, but they might.
I mean, I'll go either way with this one. You could get 100 people.
I'm going to say it's not a score. They're going to have to run another play.
All right. After reviewing the play, the rule on the field stands. Yeah. Touchdown.
I'm going to say whatever Babe says.
Well, I honestly would have said stand. You just wasn't enough there.
You know, buttocks is such a strange word.
It is,
and I've
so weird.
Never heard anyone go with the singular buttock.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, but I also thought it was such a strong pronunciation of it. Like like the talk part.
Yeah.
He brought that talk part really, really hard.
Well, fast forward a couple of Cowboys possessions with another Mike Nugget field goal squeezed in there. And the score is 7-6 Cowboys, 2nd and 10 from the Dallas 20, and oh no.
Prescott in the gun, handoff to play fake to Rod. There's a slant over the middle, tipped and intercepted. At the 25, down to the 20-yard line, and Rodney McLeod, the safety, is out of bounds. The receiver was Terrence Williams, and the ball went right out of his arms and up into the air and into the hands of the former St. Louis Ram, Rodney McLeod.
Man, it sucks, but that's the way he catches the ball. He's going to wait till that ball gets to him, and he's either going to trap it or he's going to let it bounce off his shoulder pad. And it's interesting because, we've been talking about these little trust issues. How many times is Dak going to be comfortable with a ball bouncing off that guy's shoulder pad and being up for grabs?
Man, I was thinking that it was so great that he signed here and showed loyalty and took less money.
Yeah.
But, man, he's just not very good. And if you're going to let every ball get into your body, that's just terrible. And I remember Jesse Holly, the first one who brought that up, and I can't see anything else now watching him. And you just can't have that.
No.
You just can't have it.
You catch the ball with your hands, and it takes that element out of it in most situations. There's still going to be times. Hey, we've talked about this. As Dak worked on his velocity in the offseason, sometimes he throws it too hard. He's going to have to find that sweet spot where the touch is. But that's a couple really back-breaking interceptions this year that just bounced off T. Will's shoulder pad. That sucks.
Well, the Eagles' offense couldn't get much going from there, so they lined up for the 34-yard field goal.
And the 34-yard kick by Elliott is up, and it's wide right. How about that? You get intercepted at your own 15-yard line, and the other team gets a bagel with a big schmear.
That's the moment where, and shout out to all our Jewish friends from Brad, that was the moment where I thought, you know what? We might do the unthinkable. Things are going our way, and then Dak was dancing as he went out there. And I thought, man, things are lining up for one of those kind of special nights that really happened, and the specialness ended pretty soon after
that. Yeah, it was pretty much gone after that.
Now, he wasn't already concussed at that point when he kicked that, was he? I'm thinking no.
I don't know.
But
I thought
it happened on a kickoff.
He was. It happened on the opener.
Yeah.
The opening kickoff.
So he was okay to go back out there and kick?
I don't know. That's a good question, man. Will they get fined and have draft picks taken away from them?
I was wondering, if Wentz was in the concussion protocol. He went in the tent, right?
In the tent, yeah.
And he was like 1 for 11 after that. I mean, if you look at their drive chart, they just stalled after that.
I will say, though, he looked less concussed than his receivers that were dropping all those passes.
Yeah.
Good God, man. Wentz good.
Well, you sort of alluded to some special play there. Well, a couple possessions later, the Cowboys were forced to punt, and Chris Jones had a special punt, and it was so bad it actually turned out to be good.
Two times in a row, the Cowboys have been 3 and out. That won't be successful against the Eagles. Burner is deep. Chris Jones hits a little wobbler that bounces at the Eagle 25. Dallas roll. Burner says, don't anyone touch it. Wow. Cowboys say, that's a good idea. They've got a quorum now. There's a minion around the ball at the 9-yard line, and the punt goes 61 yards.
That punt was so bad, it was unreturnable. I guarantee when it came off Chris Jones's foot, he said, oh, no. He said, I'm going to have to make a tackle here. And returner couldn't even get to it. It was that poor of a punt.
It went 61 yards.
It's a strange part of the game. You know, you mentioned a couple back-to-back 3-and-outs for the Cowboys. That was also in the middle of 4 consecutive 3-and-outs for the Eagles.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of those was a 4-play drive before those 3-and-outs that they had. So this was a game of missed opportunity. There was a lot of nothing happening at this point of the game.
Absolutely. And that's why I was so frustrated with Garrett at the end of the half. I was like, what are you doing, man? This thing is laying out for you in a way that we did not perceive is going to be that way, and we're not taking advantage of it. Shippy?
Speaking of being frustrated with how the half ends, the Cowboys were able to regain the lead with another Mike Nugget field goal on their next possession. And with the half winding down, the defense had a great opportunity to really regain some momentum.
Wentz in the gun. Back and looking and standing in late pressure and hit as he throws it right in or so. Oh, Anthony Brown! He dropped the ball! Anthony Brown in both hands at the Eagle 47 with an opportunity for more Dallas points, and he started to run before he had possession of the ball.
Wow.
We were at the
tough one.
Me and KT were at the gym in Prosper watching this game with a huge group of people, and It was interesting watching the game, you know, in that setting when that play happened, because the whole play erupted as if there was an interception, and then everybody got kicked in the coconuts simultaneously. And just the reaction of that was, that's one of those plays where every single person there is going, okay, if you ever wondered why Anthony Brown was not a slot receiver, that's why.
Right.
He can't catch.
I feel like that's what it's like teaching a 4-year-old how to catch, is that ball hit him off his elbow. Like Brad said, he dropped it. No, he didn't. His hands weren't even close to the ball. I mean, it sucks, but it was also like, oh, my God. How did you miss it by that much?
It's almost acting like the ball was a wasp. And he jumped up to go get it, and he's, oh, my God, that's a wasp. And I tried to get out of the way at that point.
Or were they sabotaging Marinette?
I said Chippy.
Oh, Ben. The second half is where things started to get less fun for everybody involved, and it happened quick. On their opening possession of the second half, the Eagles marched down the field with ease, capped off with a little dog walking from the Eagles.
Second and two, snap to Wentz, inside handoff, wide open for Clement, banging it down to the goal line, touchdown Eagles. That was the defense the Cowboys played last week.
Oh, just wait, Brad. It's coming.
Well,
it's coming strong.
Well, we're going to end with this right here because everything just kind of, the game was over at that point. The game, or the score was only 15-9 at that point, I believe. But
you could tell.
Yeah, you could tell things weren't going to go well. And at some point, Brad and Babe decided to start referencing old movies.
Well, the ruling was that Durant did have Aguilar's knee on the ground, so there's no touchdown. And the Eagles are fourth down and 5 at the Dallas 17. And without a kicker, Christy, they are going to go for it.
They are. And the Cowboys defense is going to be without Anthony Hitchens. His return is questionable. It's a groin injury. Oh. Sitting on the bench here talking with Sean Lee. So your two top linebackers sitting on the bench commiserating over injuries.
So you fans of the movie Airplane, Christy said he's sitting on the bench during the break. I said, what is it? And Babe said it's a long metal thing that the players sit on, but we don't have time to worry about that right now.
Hospital, what is it? It's a big building with a lot of sick people in it, but that's not important right now.
Surely you understand the importance of this.
Yes, and quit calling me Shirley.
Okay.
So great. They're just doing lines from Airplane now.
Yeah, that's awesome. Underrated. KT, have you seen Airplane?
I have. I liked Airplane. I did not like Airplane 2.
Why don't we celebrate Airplane with a game show?
Oh!
Wow, coming up next, a brand new KT game show in honor of the state that the NFL is in this year. A brand new game show called In the Year 2000. Next on Ben and Skin, 105.3 The Fan.
All right, before we get into that, let's talk about the greatness of Barbecues Galore. Barbecues Galore is the place we want you to go when it's time to get something to keep that outdoor party outdoors. Look, as weather starts to get a little bit of cooler here in the Metroplex, get you a fire pit at Barbecues Galore. They got one going off here, right off here at the owner's box inside the Dallas Omni, and man, it just makes it to where you can take the party outside, grilling and chilling around that fire pit outside. We highly recommend you stop by Barbecues Galore.
And they're having a little something we're calling their biggest and baddest Black Friday sale ever. Tons of great deals. $200 off the Green Mountain Pellet Grill. How about 10% off all Big Green Egg products? I think that's pretty awesome. Plus, extra special financing available and so many more deals. Too many deals to tell you right now. You just got to make plans to get in there.
The following is a KT Game Show production.
Welcome to the new game show in the year 2000. The reason I'm doing this, I thought we might be all kind of depressed after the way the football game went last night.
Yeah.
So I said, let's have a little Monday fun.
All right.
And the reason I thought of the year 2000 is because in the year 2000, the top four seeds in the NFC, the Saints, the Rams, the Eagles, the Vikings, were all in the playoffs.
Wow.
So I put that together, and we're doing the year 2000. Shippy, fire off category number one. Music. Ben won the toss backstage when he called heads and it landed on heads. And
yeah.
Ben is elected to receive. I do not think you guys are going to know a lot of these songs. These are the top 10 songs from 2000, according to Billboard.
Okay.
You get 2 points, a chance at 2 points, if you can get the artist and the title.
All right.
Don't spend a lot of time if you don't know it, because I don't think you guys are going to know a lot of these.
You'll see.
The number one song of the year 2000. Ben, do you know the title or the artist?
I can feel you breathe.
That's my song.
That's the number one song?
Number one song, 2000.
God. I'm going to say it's Shania Twain.
Yes.
No.
Oh. But the name of the song is There's Something in the Wind.
That's not it. It's Breathe by Faith Hill.
I told you.
A country song was number one in the year 2000.
Wow. I would have said her, too. That was a good. I thought, wow, you did it, man. That was awesome.
Number two song of 2000, Skin, yep. You Are Up. That's Can you name the title and artist?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is Rob Thomas with Santana.
Oh, yes.
And that is, the song is called... It's called Supernatural or something.
No, the song's called Smooth.
Smooth. But I got the.
You got the artist. So
I got the steel.
Ben, the number three song of the year 2000. Can you name the artist or title? Maria, Maria.
Dun, 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 dun.
The song is.
This is Santana is on this, right?
That's
right. It's West Side Story.
It is Maria Maria, but you got the point for Santana right there.
That's great. The other year of Supernatural.
Number four, Skin.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know.
I should know this.
Oh, man. You've gotten your groove onto this so many times.
Me too, and I was 12.
I just remember this era. Is this Carl Thomas?
It's not Carl Thomas.
I want to know. The song's called I Want to Know.
It is Olympic. I Want to Know by Joe.
The Olympic
Joe.
Sprinter. Yep.
No, that's Carl Lewis.
Carl Thomas couldn't sing the national anthem.
Can't believe I pulled that song
number
title
five
out.
Song of 2000, Ben.
The one they were singing? Oh, my God. Sounds like it's from a teen movie.
I told you guys we're going to have
a time. I know the band.
Coming of Age.
The band is called Blind Dog 30.
Nope. Blind Dog. The song is called He's Everything.
No.
Oh.
She's Everything.
The band is Earl Crunk and the Bayonets.
No, it's Vertical Horizon. It's Everything You Want.
I would like to go ahead and go on record as saying that this is the worst time in the history of white people music. This particular time period. Yeah.
I must have been thinking of the
times.
Earl Crunk cover of that song. The Bayonets could all dance their asses off.
The Bayonets are good, though. Number six song of the year 2000, Skin.
Yep.
You lead 2-1.
That is Destiny's Child, Say My Name.
That's correct.
Why does he get all the ones where they just sing the name of the song?
If you listen, the
titles all of them.
They are.
Illusion. I left the title in almost all of them.
Plus Ben. Oh well, there's a hint.
Ben won't have.
You shouldn't have won the toss, Ben.
You know what? No, we don't have time to do 7, 8, 9, 10.
Winning the toss was really bad.
4-1. I want to move to the next category.
What?
Right.
Well,
7
out.
Is a song by Savage Garden, and you won't know that.
That's my boy.
Oh, I love Savage Garden.
Lone Star 9 is a Matchbox 20 song.
Those
and
are
10
my guys.
Was Tony Braxton. I knew you guys would know. What's the next category, Shippy?
You want to take my movie challenge?
Fast and Furious 6 was actually a very good movie. Have you ever seen the movie Spaceballs?
Really? A theater goer.
Like a bad Cinemax movie.
Wow, movies.
Have you ever seen the movie Spaceballs?
That's a great question.
The open to this category is too long.
A Ben and Skin movie showdown tonight.
Yeah. All right.
To bring that
Skin
back.
Leads 4-1. The way this works is I will give you 3 points. For 3 points, I will tell you the second star of the movie.
Okay.
For 2 points, I will give you the star of the movie. And for 1 point, I'll give you the plot. So we will start at number 10, the number 10 movie. Well, who wants to go first here?
Well, don't I get to go
first? Yeah, it's your turn. Okay.
Okay.
The number 10 movie of the year 2000, the co-star is Michelle Pfeiffer.
Okay. Oh, just guess the movie.
Say yes or no. I don't want to. Yes.
I can get Married to the Mob.
No, the star is Harrison Ford.
Oh God, that was Something from Within or something.
Nope.
The plot.
Yeah.
Wife believes their lakeside townhome is haunted.
Yeah, there's something underneath, or there's a dead person in my attic, or
it's What Lies Beneath.
What Lies Beneath?
Close.
God, I was close.
All right, the number 9 movie of 2000, Ben. Anna Faris for 3 points.
Scary Movie.
That is correct.
Wow, that's great.
Wow. Anna Faris, Marlon Wayans is going to be next. So Ben ties it up with a 3-pointer right there, 4-4. Over to Skin. Skin.
Yep.
Patrick Stewart.
Star Trek something or other.
No. For 2 points, Hugh Jackman.
Oh, that would be X-Men.
Correct. Yeah. X-Men. 2 points.
Wow. Aren't there a bunch of those?
Yeah. Well done.
6-4. The number 7 movie of 2000, we go to Ben. For 3 points, Ben. Robert De Niro.
Oh. That's not Goodfellas, right? That's too far after Goodfellas. What is the Ben Stiller movie? Meet the Parents?
That is correct.
Yeah! Wow, that was awesome.
I almost said Goodfellas.
7-6, Ben leads.
What year was Goodfellas? Like
1991.
90?
Or 90.
The number 6 movie of 2000, Skin. Yeah. Mark Wahlberg.
Okay, that's going to be... What, this is 2000?
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say Boogie Nights.
No.
I know this one.
For 2 points, George Clooney.
No, I don't.
Oh, Three Kings.
That's incorrect. For 1 point, Fishermen Are in Danger after an intense storm.
The Perfect Storm.
That's correct. We're tied at 7.
I was going to say Fear.
Fear Storm.
Number 5 movie of 2000, Ben, for 3 points, Helen Hunt.
Hate Helen Hunt. Is that the...
she's a piece of bread.
Twister?
Oh, I know this.
No, Twister was 96.
I know this.
For 2 points, Ben, Mel Gibson.
I don't know this anymore.
Mel Gibson and Helen Hunt together in a movie.
Is this the one where he was at war with all the Jewish people?
I am not a Helen Hunt fan at all. Never thought she was attractive. I'll go ahead and take the plot.
A man hears what women are really thinking.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. God. I remember this crap. I didn't see it. Is this the movie that Shippy's aunt was in?
What? Shippy?
I don't know this story.
You didn't know Shippy's aunt was in a movie?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, Dr. T and the women.
Yeah.
Richard Gere and the
A-Team, yeah.
Look who's talking now. I don't
know. That's actually called What Men Think. What Women Want. Oh, What Women Want.
Over to Skin, the number 4 movie of 2000. You guys are tied at 7. We're in a great showdown
here.
Incredible. Joaquin Phoenix.
What is that? Gladiator.
That's correct. A 3-pointer for Skin.
Thanks. Thank you, everybody.
Over to Ben. For 3 points, the co-star of this movie was someone named Doug Ray Scott.
What? I don't know who that is.
It's your cousin.
The former Cowboys lineman.
The star is Tom Cruise.
Oh.
Doug Ray Scott.
Oh, a phone is ringing.
Race Cars or Us?
Dang it! Which Tom Cruise movie would this be?
Welcome to Daytona.
It's never a movie he was in.
It is now.
Mission Impossible?
I'll give it to you, Mission Impossible 2.
Yes!
That's strong.
Yes.
Now, would you have given me X-Men if I said X-Men 2?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, good. Okay,
2 points. I think sequels
I get
are
preferential
messed
treatment because of my brain injuries.
Skin 10, Skin 10, Ben 9. The number 2 movie of the year 2000, Skin for 3 points, Helen Hunt.
This is called...
No, for her.
I know this. It's called... it's got Jack in it and Greg Kinnear.
Twister.
God, what is that thing called?
You need to hurry.
It's called This Is What They Think.
No. For 2 points, Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Oh, Tom Hanks.
Ooh.
Is this the volleyball? This is Wilson. This is Shipwrecked.
I want to steal.
Okay, for 1 point, a FedEx executive must survive.
I don't remember the name. Castaway.
Yes,
yes, well done.
Wow.
Well done.
Do you realize I have not seen any of these movies? I'm basing this off commercials I may have seen in 2000.
It's not
all
about
of them
you.
Multiple times.
It's about the year 2000.
That's right.
Skin 11. Ben 9. Ben, the last movie right here. You're not going to know the co-star, Taylor Momsen.
My gal.
Never heard of her.
For 2 points, the star, Jim Carrey.
Oh, I know this.
The Grinch That Stole Christmas?
That's correct. For 2 points. Ben nails it. It's 11 to 11.
I thought it was Liar, Liar.
As we move on to the next category, Shippy.
My son is
Here's my
for
opinion
me.
On this. I love sports.
What's been happening in sports?
Love sports.
I love sports.
Yeah, what the F does this have to do with
I've
sports?
Never been more How much motivated. Of a sports fan are you?
Sports.
We're all involved after seeing your son
you a big sports fan?
This sports.
Now let's go around.
I'm pissed about
Here's
it.
My opinion on this. I love sports.
What's been happening in sports?
Love sports.
I love sports.
What the F does this have to do with sports?
How much of a sports fan are you? Sports.
And we're all involved in sports.
You a big sports fan?
This sports.
Now let's go drop interview.
Around
is this
the sports.
Still being introduced?
This is sports. Guys, how many wins? How many wins did the Texas Rangers
have in the year 2000.
Oh, geez.
And the reason we're doing the year 2000 is because the top four NFC seeds.
We write these down?
Yeah, write this one down. Sorry.
Okay.
In the year 2000.
2000. How many wins did the Rangers have?
Okay, I'm going to say.
Just be quick here.
Yep, got it.
Write a number down.
Yep, yep, yep.
How many wins did the Mavericks have?
In the year 2000. Ooh.
The 2000-2001 Mavs.
2000-2001 Mavs. Okay.
And how many wins did the Cowboys have in the year 2000? All right. Hand it over right there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. For Rangers, Ben wrote 84, Skin wrote 83. That team went 71-91.
No.
That was the first year with Alex Rodriguez.
Okay, yep.
So Skin gets the point.
Thank
it's you. 12-11.
Yep.
Skin leads by one.
Uh-huh.
For Mavs.
Oh, no.
Ben wrote 41.
No, Skin wrote 41.
I'm sorry. Wait. Don't confuse me. Oh, yeah. Me. Skin wrote 41. Ben wrote 52. That Mavs team won 53 games.
Oh!
We are
the Mavs guy on the show. Look at my son.
He's very happy.
The 2000 Cowboys.
Uh-oh.
Ben wrote 8 wins. Skin wrote 5 wins, and he was correct. 5-11, the Cowboys went in the year 2000. So we are done with the sports category. Skin leads.
Oh, no.
13-12, Skin leads. And we go to the final category of the game show in the year 2000.
Really great game show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome in to KT's Boob Tube Challenge.
Yeah!
Contestant number one, to my left, Jeff Skin Wade.
Hey, what up? Yeah, party.
To the right, Ben Rogers.
Hey, everyone.
And basically, I'm going to play theme songs from TV shows, guys, and you're going to hear it.
All right, that's how that works.
And you're going to hear it.
Skin, you lead 13-12.
Yeah.
So Ben will go first here.
Okay.
Ben, the number one TV show of the year 2000. Can you tell me what it is?
Survivor.
That is correct. Ben gets a point. We're tied at 13. Over to Skin.
Good. Yes.
The number two TV show of the year 2000.
Couldn't stop watching TV then. That's called Big Brother.
That's not. That is ER.
Yep.
Starring George Clooney and Anthony Edwards.
Such a good show.
We go over to Ben. Ben, the number three show of the year 2000. That's correct.
Wow. You're on fire.
Ben, 14-13. And man, I love that show, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
That's my show.
Skin, the number four TV show of the year 2000. Mm-hmm. I'll be
there. Dumbass Friends.
Yeah, the show is not called Dumbass Friends.
Are you sure?
Think it was
called Friends.
I got a bunch extra point.
Got a bunch of TV guides from back then.
That's the next one?
The number five. And we're tied at 14.
Okay.
The number five TV show, Ben, of the year 2000. Hit it! Come on
and hit it! Come on, Uncle Ben.
That's correct. Ben leads 15-14.
What a showdown.
The number six TV show of the year 2000.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know this one.
This is called Baby, It's You.
I know this one.
No,
can I steal?
You can't steal, but if you're going to guess.
Frasier?
No, it's Everybody Loves Raymond.
No,
that's my show.
15-14. Ben, you can take a 2-point lead.
Everybody Loves Frasier.
Don't do it, Ben. It's the number seven rated TV show of the year 2000.
Don't do it, Ben.
Law and Order.
That's correct.
Damn it.
Ben leads 16-14.
Can I shoot a 3-pointer?
He can put a nail in the coffin. Skin won't know this. The number eight TV show of the year 2000.
Okay. That's called Big Brother.
That was the ABC show The Practice.
Oh, that's such a
terrible song.
Rated well. So Ben leads 16-14. Now, as you guys know, we do 3-pointers at the end.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So we go to Ben. Ben, do you know what this is? The number nine TV show of the year 2000.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because you have to. Well.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to think if it's which one it is. I know it's a CSI, and I'm going to say it's CSI Miami.
He got it! It is CSI!
Yes, dude!
Ben leads right. 19-14.
Is this a six-pointer?
You know, it's I was selling it at that time.
Skin.
Yeah, I'm
for
ready.
6 points in the win.
For the win.
The number 10 TV show of the year 2000.
No way. No way.
That's the Academy Awards and Big Brother.
That is not. It's the West Wing. And Ben is the king of the year 2000.
Did I lose 6 points at the end?
You lost those 6 points.
Okay, I want to
that
make sure.
Wasn't an award show?
I don't know.
That sounded like an award
the
show.
The West Wing was so presumptuous, they had an award show theme as their
they
song.
They won a lot of awards.
Yeah, they sure did.
That is wow. The year 2000.
God, let's play that again tomorrow.
I'm off.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.